Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kurt Hahn with S3 Productions. We're having our on-the-road show. This is a first for S3 Productions. Our co-host tonight is Mr. John Affantefi of Big Kahuna Productions. And John, say a couple of words.
Yeah, hello, everybody. This is John Affantefi, the Big Kahuna. And today we're going to be reviewing something very special and something very near and dear to both
our hearts.
Yes, both of our hearts. Absolutely.
So the story went like this. I saw this deal on Facebook a couple of days ago about the top 10 coffee drinkers in the world. Teachers, administrators, which I do in my other life, was number 3. So I won't tell you which number 1 is because it's totally irrelevant. But it tricked off a whole firestorm on every military page that I came across that said the U.S. military and U.S. Navy chiefs should be number 1. Well, with that in mind, which tripped off a whole other thing about being a teacher, that maybe we should broaden our horizons and do a show about coffee.
Yes.
Thus, the idea was born. So what we're going to do today is we are going to be now becoming coffee critics.
Yes, coffee is something, as we said, near and dear to our hearts. I think we should tell them our qualifications.
28 years in the Navy, 15 years of teaching.
And also a senior chief.
Senior chief in the United States Navy, retired.
There you go.
Who actually got addicted to coffee while being in the U.S. Navy.
Which is very easy to do.
Which is quite easy to do.
I personally have been drinking coffee since I was, I believe, 3, since I am, in fact, of Colombian descent.
Which is important.
Yes, especially since today, the kind of coffee we are reviewing is Sprouts Farmers Market Single Origin 100% Colombia ground coffee.
Medium roast, by the way.
Medium roast, yes, absolutely. It's very important.
Now, so I went down to Sprouts because I figured I can get coffee anywhere. But let's make an adventure. So my wife went down to Sprouts.
And we a lovely lady, by the way.
Who she is, who tolerates me to probably no end. We went down to Sprouts and picked this up because we could.
Because it was there.
It was there.
And it was wanting to be taken.
It was. I could actually hear it calling my...
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So we are on the road.
Yes.
I mean, S3 Studios here. And I brewed a fresh pot of Sprouts Farmers Market coffee.
100%
Colombia. 100% coffee.
Ground coffee. That's right.
Now, I have to put a disclaimer here. I'm old at school. I drink it black just because I do. And, John, how do you take yours?
Well, I'm definitely a cream and sugar guy, and I buy all the creamers. Although I have drinking coffee straight black, it's certainly not my preferred method of consuming coffee. So I have mixed mine with some vanilla cinnamon coffee creamer.
Which to me, now you got to understand, I'm a hardcore coffee drinker. You know,
he is definitely hardcore.
I mean, if absolutely. You look at my coffee cups, you can tell I'm a Navy vet.
By the way, I think we should mention the history behind the chief coffee cup. I think that's...
Oh, there's this old story, you know, chiefs, they walk around with, you know, this coffee cup in their finger and a permanent crook, you know?
Yes.
And it's a tradition amongst chiefs that you never, ever wash the coffee cup. Never wash the coffee cup, which is why mine stay here at school, because if I take them home, my wife ultimately desecrates them with bleach, and it just wipes out the true, in my mind, the true flavor of the coffee.
And takes away the character.
I think it does.
Yeah.
And plus, nobody's ever stole my coffee cup.
That's true. That's very true.
And so.
So, I believe it is time now to partake.
I think we should.
In the consumption of the coffee.
So, John, I'll let you go first, because you have the mic.
And I do remind everyone that I do use creamer, and I'm using vanilla and cinnamon. So here it goes. Oh, my God. That is so good. A full body flavor, ladies and gentlemen. A full body flavored coffee. Definitely worth whatever price Dale paid for this.
And honestly, I don't remember what I paid for it.
Okay, well, it was...
I do know this. It was not the most expensive stuff. It was the next one down because I was trying to decide eeny, meeny, miny.
Right.
So next time we'll have to do the more expensive one.
And I now put my stamp on this as a Colombian that this is truly, truly Colombian coffee.
Now, I do have a disclaimer. We're doing this at lunchtime. Now, I started the day off with my Stater Brothers brand donut coffee shop coffee.
Very good coffee, by the way.
Which was. So I'm drinking this a little bit late in the afternoon. It does have a nice lunchtime hit to it.
Go ahead and take a swig of that straight black. And he is consuming the coffee, ladies and
that
gentlemen.
Is a nice, powerful pick-me-up punch.
It definitely has a kick to it. Not for the weak-minded coffee drinkers,
oh, heavens,
mind you.
No.
But for those of us who definitely are connoisseurs of coffee.
Or addicted to it.
Well, either way, yeah. This is
I prefer connoisseur, but.
Connoisseur works for me.
So.
And so here we have it, ladies and gentlemen, your first ever official.
First ever. You heard here on S3 Productions, in conjunction with Big Kahuna Productions.
Yes, thank you.
So, what do you think, John? Shall we give this the 3-cup rating or the, which reminds me, I think our listeners should determine the rating system for this.
I think that's a great
idea. So, if you're listening to this show, and this will be posted on my Facebook Shop Teachers page. Because that's kind of what started this whole thing.
Right.
And I would like to extend the invitation to any teacher, anywhere in the world, because we can go globally with this.
Now, just to clarify,
yes,
we're actually asking for them to give us an actual rating system. So, one cup being this, 3 cups being that, 5 cups being, whatever. So, much like when we create a test or something, we give the...
Grading scale?
The grading scale, sure, yeah.
Matter of fact, I'd go one more step. If you have a particular brand of coffee you would like to have us review.
Yes.
Or you are, remember, we can do this globally. We can do
Absolutely.
This globally. So you could be anywhere in the world and we can still talk coffee. Because I think the next step is, where do we go after Colombia?
Well, I think we can go anywhere, but can I reach out really quickly?
Go right ahead.
Okay. Los colombianos que están oyendo ese. Yo soy colombiano. Y mi hermanas y hermanos de Colombia, por favor, llamen aquí or look it up on the internet or y diga qué quieres que nosotros tome. Qué clase de café. So what I just said is, brothers and sisters from Colombia, please go on the internet or call Dale. Do they have a phone number to call?
The best way to reach me is either through my email, which is oscssw@juno.com. Okay. And just, I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/S3Productions1. And then from there, you can branch off to my shop teacher page, and I don't remember what that link is, but it's there.
So I reached out to my Colombian brothers and sisters and said, tell us what type of coffee you want us to try out and basically rate. But I am speaking to any Spanish speakers, any Latinos or Latinas out there. Also, my American brothers and sisters, Dale and I are both veterans. Nobody knows coffee more than a sailor or a soldier, I'll tell you that. So we used to drink ours out in the field. I remember that we had these coffee tins, and that coffee was really good coffee.
Yeah. Well, I can remember back when I first joined the Navy, we'd have these 250-cup urns in the ship, in the CIC where I worked, and I got really good at telling coffee that was made by somebody who drank coffee, her coffee was made by somebody who was just told to go
right.
do it. Because
right.
you never knew in a dark environment what or how that pot was cleaned. Or with. Mm. So you got really good at tasting really quick about whether this was, it's coming out like battery acid or coming out
right.
like.
And everyone knows when you make coffee, you don't wash out the coffee cup.
Oh, heaven forbid. That's almost sacrilegious.
Oh, my gosh, no. That's something that you just don't do.
Yeah.
So.
Or the cup.
Or the cup.
That's just, really bad.
That's more of a Navy thing, but I respect that. I respect that. I do totally respect that. So, So, once again, this has been our review of Sprouts Farmer's Market Single Origin 100% Colombia Ground Coffee, medium roast.
Mm-hmm.
And I give it very high marks.
I do, too. I think this is quite worth it.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more sig. Here we go.
Let's get, let me get the group shot here.
Oh, my God. That is excellent. That is good stuff. Really good coffee. So it's definitely passed the test here.
I think so.
At S3 and Big Kahuna Productions. So, once again, we thank you for listening, and please let us know what you want us to rate, and we'll definitely do that.
Assuming we can get it.
Well, assuming
we can get or it. You can send it to us.
Or
either way.
Send it to us. That's great. Absolutely.
Or we can do this on the internet. We can do this with social media and
absolutely.
Video networking. We can do this. That'd be kind of cool, actually. You know, you think about it.
It would be.
I think what we do need to do, though, in the interest of fairness, because I brewed this pot.
Okay.
I think we need to do a follow-up show where you actually brew the pot in your studio.
That's an excellent
idea. And then see if, because I've been told that my coffee is rather somewhere between battery acid and, you know, paint remover. But.
Well, there you have it.
You know.
Yeah. So,
but I think we should do that.
I think we should.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, any last comments?
No. I want to thank you all out there in the podcast world to who are listening. And please do reach out to us. And we will respond in kind. So this is John Avitefi for Big Kahuna Productions signing off.
And my name is Kurt Hahn. I'm with S3 Productions. And, again, you can reach me at Facebook at facebook.com/S3Productions1. You can reach me at my email, oscssw@juno.com, and we'll go from there. And I say this is the open. You've heard it here first. This is the Shop Teachers Coffee Club.
Yes, sir.
And I use the word shop teachers rather liberally and openly. All right.
Okay.
So with that, have a great day. Have a good one. And
adios.
Adios. Oh, that is some good.
Oh, that is awesome. Yes.
All right. Thank you, John. I do appreciate it.
Well, thank you, sir, for
having me. With that, ladies and gentlemen, y'all have a good one.
Bye.
Goodbye.